I was ready to do that, and I'm glad I did, because it's a cathartic experience.
Were you at all worried that it could end up being mawkish, or it could end up being very sentimental? I mean, yes. Obviously, you're in control of that, but equally, you're mourning yourself and all of that sort of stuff.
Well, that's Trump, so you're not totally in control of it, because
absolutely.
Your emotions come creeping out.
Of course.
No, but I was determined it wasn't going to be sentimental, and I sincerely hope it's not. I mean, it's frank and it's open, and I hope in parts it's funny, but not sentimental, and certainly not mawkish. Because Diana would have killed me if I'd written a mawkish book about her, I promise you.
Was it a difficult process to go through? Was it a sad process? Please understand this question. Were you crying while you wrote, if you see what I mean? Because clearly your love for her just shines through every page.
Well, that is true, yes. I mean, I'm very glad that it does come through, because that's what I wanted to do. Lots of it were hard to write. The bit when she was ill, she was in hospital for 4 months and in a coma for more than a month. And there was a time when the doctors were talking about unplugging the life support system, which was not the best weekend of my life, I can tell you. And that bit and her death, that was hard to write. But then there were lovely moments, because, you know, it forced me to remember the better things, some of the eccentric things she did and said, and some of the funny things she did and said.
Did you remember well?
Yeah.
Do you remember kind of, you know, bits of conversation and stuff? And
not bits of conversation. There were certainly bits of conversation was stuck indelibly in my head. But it's amazing when, you know, you sit down and you start thinking about a subject. It's amazing how much stuff comes back to you while you're writing.
Did you sit and talk to your daughters and stuff? Was that part of the process or not?
A little bit. You know, when I was in doubt about when something happened or quite what happened, I would ask them. But otherwise, no, it's very much my remembrance of 53 years with Diana.
I never met her, and you know, most of the people listening to this wouldn't have known her. What for you made her such a remarkable person?
There were lots of things. I mean, she was very, very, very beautiful woman, very intelligent, a very gifted writer. She had a great sense of humour, wonderful company, never boring. Often as aggravating as hell. She'd irritate the life out of me and I out of her on many, many occasions.
I mean, all marriages have their ups and downs. Did yours have those?
Lord, yeah, loads of them, yeah. You know, I couldn't imagine. I would hate to be in a marriage where you didn't have ups and downs, because it would mean that
there's no highs, there's no lows,
you don't really care about each other. Yeah. And we did both care about each other very deeply. So we had terrible, terrible rows. I remember the very last row we had was only less than a week before she died, and she knocked my electric shaver off the shelf in the bathroom, and she came down, handful of bits of metal and plastic, and said, "Oh, I've knocked your shaver off. Perhaps you can put it together." Well, there were, as I've said in the book, there are more pieces than a giant jigsaw puzzle. So I was furious, and she was great at rows, because she always knew how to make me lose my temper, and she never did.
And that's wicked.
Yeah, but it's a great female trick.
I think lots of women can do it.
And she was a master at it. And so, you know, I was ranting and raving, and she suddenly, her breaking my razor was entirely my fault. I mean, how? I'm not sure, but it was. And she thought my rage was so unreasonable that she phoned our elder daughter, Samantha, and said, "I'm going to divorce your father." And Samantha turned to her elder son, Harry, and said, "Your grandparents are getting divorced." And Harry just looked up and said, "No, they're not." He'd heard all this stuff before.
So you did. So it isn't this shiny, always smooth marriage of kind of...
That'd be a horrible marriage. That'd be a boring marriage. There was never boredom with Diana.
Did you share... Did she like the same movies as you? Did she listen to the same music?
Yeah, she enjoy like the same movies things? A hell of a lot.
Really?
Yeah, she liked movies with a happy ending.
Yeah.
Her favourite film was the Powell Pressburger film, I Know Where I'm Going, which is indeed a lovely movie. It has a gloriously happy ending. And she was very fond of Pretty Woman, because it had a happy ending. But she never came to... Rarely came to screenings with me, only once or twice to premieres. And she never wanted to meet actors, because she thought actors would be boring.
She's got a point.
She's got a point.